Last night, those of many faiths gathered for a candlelight vigil at Philadelphia's Rittenhouse Square. They prayed for an end to fear-mongering in light of the terrorist attacks at the hands of extremist Muslims in Paris and California, and they prayed for healing after a hate crime at a Philadelphia mosque. For some insight into how Muslims are faring in the city recently, I spoke with Jacob Bender. He leads the city's chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE. He spoke of a wave of apprehension in the community.
When the news first breaks, there's almost, a tightening up. Oh, let it not be another, Muslim extremist who will drag our way of life, our tradition, our religion of peace into the mud of violence and extremism and horror.
In light of recent events, you seem to be saying that Philadelphia is faring pretty well, and you're not surprised.
I am not surprised. I am hopeful by the experiences here. Of course, we hear of children being taunted on the schoolyard, being called Osama and ISIS. And I don't mean to minimize the experiences of these kids, but there have not been this sort of horrific and violent attacks and rallies against Muslims that we have seen in other cities. For that, Philadelphians should feel pride in their city and in their mayor and in the work of the many religious leaders, men and women, who have been working to improve the interfaith quality of this great metropolis.
One incident that was covered in the media was this pig head being thrown at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in North Philadelphia. That desecration, city officials jumped on that immediately, offering a reward to find out who did it and condemning it, denouncing it. Did they contact you about what your organization might be doing to help out with a situation like that?
We've been in contact with many public officials and with Arab and other leaders. We're planning additional vigils and press conferences that we will keep you apprised of. All groups, as soon as we heard about this, jumped on the bandwagon of first condemnation, but also followed immediately by what can we do to minimize the emotional, psychological impact of this stupid act of desecration.
How are Philadelphia Muslim leaders and others representative of the community working together to address extremist violence and to denounce expressions of hate against Muslims?
In Philadelphia, there has been a concerted effort made by CARE, my organization, many other Muslim organizations, and by mosques across the city to outreach to other religious communities and non-religious communities dedicated to social justice and to form coalitions. And so last spring, when a rabid anti-Muslim group put up anti-Muslim ads or paid for ads on SEPTA buses, mm-hmm. There was an outpouring of support for the Muslim community. There was a interfaith press conference, which we took part together with Mayor Nutter. And we have been partnering with many other religious communities. In Philadelphia, there has not been the attacks on mosques of citizens carrying arms and circling the mosque as there was in Arizona. This speaks a lot about the actions of City Hall, but also by Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Sikh, Buddhist, interfaith groups who have dedicated their working lives to trying to improve relations between various groups that make up the fabric of life in this great city.
Do you see any messaging problems in the denouncing of xenophobia or hate crimes? Is there something that can be more precise and accurate in messaging? That's a perception, that there's not this sort of very specific denouncing.
When Muslim organizations and leaders denounce immediately the action of extremists in Paris and San Bernardino, they do so for the simple reason that their interpretation of Islam forbids these horrendous acts of violence. But there are people in the Muslim community who ask, why do we constantly have to apologize for the action of these extremists when our religion condemns that? These are aberrations being carried out by generally minds who are extremely troubled. And are white Christians asked to offer condemnation when somebody shoots up an abortion clinic, as a couple weeks ago happened in Colorado? Is it only Muslims who are continually requested or criticized when there's no visible condemnation? And when there is visible condemnation, it's many times not even covered by the media and the press, and so the question keeps remaining, where are the condemnations? I would say that history has put the Muslim community in a difficult situation. It's not Muslims living here for two, three, four generations, you know, have nothing in common with ISIL or ISIS. And yet, this moment of history, I think, requires Muslims to join with their allies in the Jewish and Christian community to offer public condemnation, say we disassociate ourselves from these acts, even though they and the religion of Islam certainly are not responsible. Sometimes people have to do things which in better times would not be required.
Jacob Bender, he leads the city's chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, and I spoke with him just 2 days ago.